Tonight I want to talk about failure. In a few minutes' time I'm going to be closing down a social network that I set up at work to engage with social care customers in Warwickshire around housing adaptations. Adaptations are pieces of technology or changes to property that allow people with disabilities to stay in their own homes for longer and maintain their independence. The perhaps lofty aim of this network originally was to establish a support network for customers going through the adaptations process in Warwickshire, whether they were funded through a disabled facilities grant or as a self-funder paying for their own adaptations with their own money. 2 years ago we had a fight bloody hard to even get the proposal for this network, which we're going to host on the Ning platform, even considered. And much longer than that to get its final approval. We did not give up. We had faith we could make it work, and our manager backed us at every step. She's great like that. They said there were too many risks involved. We demonstrated a knowledge of the risks and how we'd mitigate them. They said that people wouldn't come. We explained how we would promote it through numerous channels, and that we didn't just think if we built it, they would come. This back and forth went on for a while until we exhausted all their objections with positive responses, thought and research. And finally, all they could say was yes. I remember that day, the day the social network we had given birth to on paper was born on the web. It was one of the best days of my working life to date. I was so, so proud. We made this. Our hopes were high. And it started off so well. The network had been live less than 24 hours when a guy joined and asked how he could get an adaptation for his elderly mum who was living in Warwickshire and struggling with her independence through infirmity. I was so happy, if somewhat amazed. This was a guy living in southern France who'd found us so quickly. And while I was marvelling at all this, something else amazing happened. Totally unprompted, an occupational therapist who was already a member of the site, but not someone we had gone to the time to train as a moderator, responded to this man and gave him the information that he needed to start a process that improved his mum's life. Again, I was proud. We made this, and it worked. Time went on, and we did everything that we said we were going to do in terms of the promotion of the site, but sadly, the people didn't come in the numbers that we'd hoped they would, and the engagement never happened in the way that we hoped it would. So, jump forward 2 years, and it fell down to me, the person whose words had helped give our network life, to write the words that would mean its end. And after a month's stay of execution, our baby, my baby, would be taken offline on July 29th, 2011, today. I agonised over those words. They were painful, but we had no other option. It was the right decision. And since then, quite a few people have offered me their sympathy, told me that I must be disappointed. And they're right in a way. I am disappointed. I'm disappointed that the social network didn't end up helping as many people as we wanted it to. I'm disappointed that we didn't manage to create the conversation around adaptations in Warwickshire that we dreamed of originally. But I've realised this is not really the disappointment that they're talking about. They're talking about the disappointment of perceived professional failure. We tried to do something new and it failed. I'll never be disappointed that we tried. I've seen it a lot during my working life. People try something new, something different, something innovative. They step outside the status quo and the thing they're trying doesn't quite work out. They fail. And that failure stops them taking the risk again in the future. This makes me sad each time I see it, and I won't be that person. I've failed before, and I will certainly fail again, but I won't stop trying. I'll learn from my failures and enjoy the lessons that I can learn as much as the lessons I learn from my successes. I'd urge everyone not to be afraid of failure, but to be afraid of not trying something new. Be afraid of maintaining the status quo for the sake of the status quo, but don't be afraid to fail. Next time I think an innovative solution fits a business problem and could work, you can rest assured my hand will be in the air and I'll be asking for the chance to try, the chance to change things for the better, even at the risk of failing again. Well, the content of our network has been downloaded now. It's time for me to spend a few last moments with a site I've loved before it goes offline. Tonight I have failed, but I'm okay with that.